Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right, earlier today, Vinny broke down the Ravens' defense against the Jets, held them to 10 points, six straight games, in which the Ravens' defense has allowed less than 20. Now we get to the offense, which, by the way, will have Lamar Jackson, who is back at practice today after missing practice yesterday with the toe. But, Vinny, the numbers are ugly. Yeah. How's the film?
The film was ugly too, Bob. I mean, you know, you're 0-for-5 on third down. You have 72 yards. You know, at halftime, you have 3 points. You know, it was ugly. It doesn't look smooth at all. It just looks like kind of hodgepodge. And one of the biggest reasons is when we look at the offense, and we talk about them every week. And I mean, like, that's why Harbs is talking about alternating guys in there. He sees the same crap that they put out there, and they're not playing anywhere near how they played last year. Ronnie was okay in that game, but starting at the left guard, Voorhees, he's bad. He's not. His base and balance is horrible. He has bad balance. He's on the ground a lot. He lunges. He gets beat. I think he's given up 6 or 7 sacks now. You know, and he doesn't knock people off the ball. He needs to be moved on from two. And then Lindenbaum, I thought that was his worst game. Number one, the play that would have ended the game on Keaton Mitchell's 35-yard run, they were backed up and he gets them down to like their 35-yard line and he gets a holding penalty and they come back and then they have to punt, you know, and the punter hit it to the 5 and all that. But they didn't need any of that stuff. They would have had the ball, been able to run the clock, you know, kick a field goal, do whatever. But he had to hold. Did he need to hold? No. Was lazy. You know, and the guy wasn't even involved in the play because Keaton jumped outside. And he gave up. Like, he would come. He has problems with bigger guys. And they get off of him. You know, they shed him. You know, and he can't sustain his blocks with a bigger guy. And that happened all day. That's the first time I've seen it. It was bad. It was bad. And Falele, same thing, man. He can't get up to the second level. His base and balance is bad because he wants to lunge. And then when he lunges, when he leans forward, his big ass can't move anymore, you know?
Unless he's falling to the turf.
Yeah. So, and Voorhees, he doesn't get up to the second level. And then Rosengarten, he struggles with anything with power. It was, you know, it wasn't pretty. And then Andrews doesn't block. I mean, he gets a holding penalty. His blocking stinks. Likely in line can't block. But if he can shield, you know, more in space, he's okay. And he had some okay blocks. He missed, I think, one that he should have had. But as a group, I mean, how do you run an offense where you need to be consistent when you can't be consistent? You know, I mean, you know, it's two guys, one guy. I mean, very rarely, maybe three plays where they got it perfectly right. The one on the fourth down play down on the goal line where, you know, Ricard crushes the whole line. You know, I mean, that was a beautiful play.
Real quick, back to Linderbaum. How much money is he costing himself this season? Because the Ravens didn't pick up his fifth-year option.
Right. And he wanted to be, what you hear, he wanted to be the highest paid center in the league. And I don't see that happening. I mean, because to me, he's not a dominant guy. He's cost himself a lot of money, Bob, back to your point. And then, you know, let's look at the pass game. Andrews supposed to sit in the hole in zone. I mean, that's such common knowledge. He kept running, and the Ravens would have had their first, would have been a first down. Lamar threw it right where he was supposed to throw it. Andrews keeps running. Like, what the hell? You know, it just seemed like the Ravens mentally, they weren't there when the game started offensively. Offensively, they weren't. So, I mean, they had, and then Zay can get open. You know, Zay had a drop too on the first play of third quarter. I mean, you come out. You're all right, let's get 8-9 yards on the first play, and he drops it. You know, and thank God they got the penalty, otherwise they'd have been punting right away there. D-Hop's great, but D-Hop can't get open. He can't separate. You know, I mean, he's not hard to cover, but you got to throw it perfectly for him. And Lamar missed him, you know, in the end zone on the one. And, Derrick Henry, I kind of feel bad for Derek just because there's always somebody in his face, you know? And he's got to BYOB at times. You got to be your own blocker, you know, and get those pads down and make some yards. And Keaton, I thought Keaton did a nice job. I wish they would, you know, give it to him, because if they're packing things in, he bounces it, you know, and he can beat those people to the outside. We'll probably see more Keaton, I would imagine, this week. I thought Zay was fine. Zay runs good routes and tries to make plays. He's the only explosive guy they got. Offensively, him and Keaton Mitchell are the only explosive, quick guys they got. You know, everybody says, we got all these weapons. Show me.
Yeah.
What weapons
Where's
are there?
Where's Likely's explosiveness? Was that because of the foot injury that was suffered back in, what, August, I believe?
I mean,
early in training.
Yeah, Bob, he doesn't look anything, because we bragged about him last year, his yak yards. You couldn't tackle him after he catches. Now he catches it, and you think he's Marquise Brown. Just goes to the ground. Like, where's your leg strength? And I don't know, Bob, if it's his feet or what. But you talk about another guy costs himself a lot of money?
Yeah.
He is. He is, too. Who am I forgetting? Oh, Lamar. Lamar seems like kind of a shell of him. Number one, body language is bad, my opinion. He just doesn't seem like he's having any fun whatsoever.
Is he getting beaten up and gets to the point where he checks out because he knows that when he receives the football, he's going to receive some level of punishment from the opposing
The other
defense.
Thing, Bob, back to Linderbaum for a second, two bad snaps in a row.
Yep.
You know, so yeah, for Lamar, I mean, the thing that he's got tough is, you know, he drops back to pass. He knows more than like in his head, he's got a clock. It's got it, because they're coming. I mean, they're coming around Rosengarten, or they're coming, you know, I got to go, you know, and he doesn't want to run. He wants to try to find somebody, but they got to get open, you know, and that's the thing. Guys aren't getting open, and he's not running, and he's not really much of a threat right now with the way that he's playing. So offensively, what's your strength? You know, I guess your strength would be right now is Lamar throwing from the pocket. Okay. But our biggest weakness is the offensive line. So how can he throw from the pocket when he never has time to throw from the pocket? And he doesn't want to have to move and run around and take a lot of hits, but he's got to because of the offensive line. So if you're Todd Monken, what do you call?
Speaking of that, we've had people calling in. We have one today, William. Play calling. A lot of people are starting to get on Monken here.
Yeah.
For the maybe not all that imaginative when it comes to that area. Is this criticism justified?
Well, Bob, you know, it's what do the numbers say? You know, I mean, that's what you kind of, because people aren't going to give you, like when I look at it, the offensive line stinks. Your receivers got to get open. You know, you can't, if you can't run it and you're in second and 10, third and 10 all the time, makes things difficult. So he's in a really difficult spot. Harbs jumped his ass about 3 or 4 weeks ago to the media, you know. So they're feeling it. I mean, you saw him when they got that touchdown, you know, of how excited he gets on those bigger plays because they don't have a lot of them anymore. I mean, last year, Bob, how many, like, 20 plays? I mean, six, eight. You know, they were having them all over the field.
First game, we've discussed it a bazillion times. First three quarters against Buffalo, they looked like they were going to be the best offense in the NFL.
No doubt. And since then?
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't know what the hell has happened to the offensive line. I don't know, because they're all... Other than probably Ronnie, they're all playing way worse than they were last year. And why? You know, why?
And we talked about this, too. Nolan was part of this conversation yesterday. Offensively, is there just one player that's exceeding or at least, all right, Zay possibly playing as well as he did last year?
Yeah.
But outside of that, everyone is taking a step backwards.
Maybe Ronnie would be playing similar to what he played last year.
But he was a pro bowler last year, second team all pro.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening.
Well, that's because when you have the number one offense, Bob, and your quarterback's an MVP, I mean, who's going to win an award this year on the offense? Not a person.
Nope. Too much competition.
Yeah.
Too many players exceeding what the Ravens are doing.
They had Zay was Pro Bowl. Lamar was Pro Bowl. Derrick Henry, Pro Bowl. Ronnie Stanley, Pro Bowl. Falele was alternate.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's five right there. I mean, and this, nothing they will get.
All right, practice today. Lamar's back. This is Gianna Hahn from the Baltimore Banner. Lamar's back. Kyle Hamilton's back. Travis Jones back. Bateman and Keon Martin return to practice.
Oh, nice.
Today.
Like that.
So I guess Rashad Bateman's going to save the offense, Nolan. Not practicing Tavon Bryan and Justice Hill.
Justice Hill, what's he got?
No, I don't see what the designation is, but I don't think he was on the injury report yesterday. Let me just double. He was not. So no Justice Hill.
Maybe sick or something.
But possibly.
You know what, Bob? If he's out, it is what it is. They just need to get the ball to Keaton Mitchell more. They need the explosive. They need some speed on the field, and Bateman will help that too.
When we come back, Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over at 2:00 later on tonight. Maryland Hoops taking on Gonzaga. The Zags, they're not bleeping around. Maryland better be on their A game, and even that might not be enough to get the win.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.